How to make sushi rice, the complete recipe. Preparing sushi rice may seem complicated at the beginning, but as you proceed with it, you can see that it is a bit like cooking ordinary rice, with vinegar added to it, and a bit of Japanese technique. Making sushi rice involves washing, soaking, cooking, and seasoning. Let's review. Choosing right. Japanese short-grain rice takes different amounts of water than long-grain rice and is much shorter and stickier than the regular long-grain rice. Long-grain, regular, rice just isn't sticky enough for sushi making, so you cannot use it. Here is how a bag of sushi rice should look. Measuring sushi rice. Prepare 1 cup of sushi rice per 3 sushi rolls. Each roll makes up 6 to 8 little sushi pieces. 2 rolls are recommended per person, depending on personal preferences. Wash the rice, 1 cup equals 3 rolls, with running water for 1 to 2 minutes until there is no more starch coming out of it. For best results, let the rice soak in water for 30 minutes to help soften it. After washing the rice, place it gently in a pot and add more water than rice. It should be about 1.2 to 1 in favor of the water. That is 20% more water compared to the rice. Do not add excessive water, or you will have dough instead of rice. Still not sure? Check out our quantity calculator. Cooking the rice. Cook the rice on high heat at first. Stir every minute or two until the water boils. Then lower the heat to low and cover the pot. After 6 to 8 minutes, check the water level. If there is no more water, only bigger grains of rice in the pot, that means the rice is ready. If not, check back every minute, making sure not to burn the rice at the bottom. Taking out the rice. It is important to keep a few things in mind when taking the rice out of the pot. Only use a wooden spoon to handle the cooked rice. A metal spoon will cause the rice to be damaged and it can also react with the vinegar we will be adding later. Second, do not scrape the rice out from the bottom of the pot. If it comes out easily, that is great. Otherwise, do not use it. The rice will taste bad. Put it in wooden or plastic bowls to chill. Seasoning the rice. Rice vinegar mixed with sugar and salt is essential for giving sushi its distinct combination of flavors. If you neglect this part, your sushi won't quite taste like sushi should. It is not recommended to substitute rice vinegar, as most types of vinegar are much too strong. Rice vinegar is quite delicate and blends in perfectly with the rice. How is this done? For 3 cups of dry sushi rice, use 1/2 cup of rice vinegar, 2 tablespoons of sugar, and 2 teaspoons of salt. Use only rice vinegar. Any other kind of vinegar will taste bad. Alternatively, you could use sushi rice seasoning powder. Mix together in a small pot on medium heat until all solids are mixed together. Pour mixture on rice and mix well. That should take a minute or two. Let the rice cool down for a few minutes until it reaches room temperature. Don't put the rice in the fridge to make it cool faster. That will damage the rice. You can, however, use a fan, AC, or put it by the window. Important tip. Some people prefer less seasoned sushi rice. Additionally, the strength from different brands of rice vinegar might vary. If it is your first time making sushi rice, or you are uncertain, prepare 1/2 the amount of seasoning described above. Mix it with the rice and taste. Final thoughts. That's it. You've made it. For the sake of the internet, please take a moment to share your experience in the comments section below. Did it turn out as you expected? Better? Ask any questions you have. Somebody able to answer it might even help other folks with the same question in the future. And most importantly, enjoy making sushi. Kitchen-friendly recipe. For the seasoning, heat the rice vinegar with the sugar and salt in a pot, or microwave until fully dissolved. Rinse the sushi rice thoroughly and cook it in a pot with a thick bottom, or rice cooker. Once rice is ready, transfer to wooden or plastic container. Do not cover. Pour seasoning evenly over rice and mix with a wooden spoon in a cutting motion. Let the rice cool down to room temperature by the window or with a fan, but never in the refrigerator.